The Devil's Footprints was a phenomenon that occurred during February 1855 around the ex-estuary in East and South Devon, England. After a heavy snowfall, trails of hoof-like marks appeared overnight in the snow, covering a total distance of some 40 to 100 miles. The footprints were so called because some persons suggested that they were tracks of Satan and made comparisons to a cloven hoof. Many theories have been made to explain the incident, and some aspects of its veracity have also been questioned. On the night of 8 to the 9th of February 1855, and one or two nights later, after a heavy snowfall, a series of hoof-like marks appeared in the snow. These footprints, most of which measured about 4 inches long, 3 inches across, and between 8 and 16 inches apart, and mostly in a single file, were reported from more than 30 locations across Devon and a couple in Dorset. It was estimated that the total distance of the tracks amounted to between 40 and 100 miles. Houses, rivers, haystacks, and other obstacles were travelled straight over. Footprints appeared on the tops of snow-covered roofs and high walls which lay in the footprints' paths, as well as leading up to and exiting drain pipes as small as 4 inches in diameter. The 26th of May 1855 issue of Bell's Life in Sydney, published in its miscellaneous extracts column, a weekly dispatch, dated 18th of February, it appears on Thursday last night there was a very heavy snowfall in the neighbourhood of Exeter and the south of Devon. On the following morning, the inhabitants of the above towns were surprised at discovering the footmarks of some strange and mysterious animal endowed with the power of ubiquity, as the footprints were to be seen in all kinds of unaccountable places, on the tops of houses and narrow walls, in gardens and courtyards, enclosed by high walls and palings, as well as open fields. The superstitious go so far as to believe that they are the marks of Satan himself, and that great excitement has been produced among all cases may be judged from the fact that the subject has been descanted on from the pulpit. The impressions of the foot closely resemble that of a donkey's shoe, and measured from 1.5 inches in some instances to 2.5 inches across. Here and there it appeared as if cloven, but in the generality of the steps the shoe is continuous, and from the snow in the centre remaining entire, merely showing the outer crest of the foot, it must have been concave. The area in which the prints appeared extended from Exmouth up to Topsham and across the ex-estuary to Dawlish and Tynemouth. R.H. Busk, in an article published in Notes and Queries during 1890, stated that footprints also appeared further afield, as far south as Totnes and Torquay, and that there were other reports of the prints as far away as Weymouth and even Lincolnshire. There is little direct evidence of the phenomenon, and the only known documents were found after the publication during 1950 of an article in the Transactions of the Devonshire Association asking for further information about the event. This resulted in the discovery of a collection of papers belonging to Reverend H.T. Ellicombe. These papers included letters addressed to the vicar from his friends, among them the Reverend G.M. Musgrove, the draft of a letter to the Illustrated London News marked not for publication, and several apparent tracings of the footprints. Mike Dash collated the available primary and secondary source material into a paper entitled The Devil's Hoofmarks, Source Material on the Great Devon Mystery of 1855, which was published in Fortean Studies during 1994. Many explanations have been made for the incident. Some investigators are sceptical that the tracks really extended for more than 100 miles, arguing that no one would have been able to follow their entire course in a single day. Another reason for skepticism, as Joe Nicol indicates, is that the eyewitness descriptions of the footprints varied from person to person. In his Fortean Studies article, Mike Dash concluded that there was no one source for the hoof marks. Some of the tracks were probably hoaxes, some were made by common quadrupeds such as donkeys and ponies, some by weed mice, he admitted, though these cannot explain all the reported marks and the mystery remains. Author Geoffrey Household suggested that an experimental balloon released by mistake from Devonport Dockyard had left the mysterious tracks by trailing 2 shackles on the end of its mooring ropes. His source was a local man, Major Carter, whose grandfather had worked at Devonport at the time. Carter claimed that the incident had been hushed up because the balloon also wrecked a number of conservatories, greenhouses and windows before finally descending to earth. While this could explain the shape of the prints, skeptics have questioned whether the balloon could have travelled such random zigzag courses without trailing its ropes and shackles and becoming caught in a tree or similar obstruction. Mike Dash suggested that at least some of the prints, including some of those found on rooftops, could have been made by hopping rodents, such as wood mice. The print left behind after a mouse leaps resembles that of a cloven-hoofed animal due to the motions of its limbs when it jumps. Dash stated that the theory that the Devon prints were made by rodents was originally proposed as long ago as March 1855 in the Illustrated London News. In the paper's 10th March 1855 issue, Thomas Fox, a brewer and brickmaker of Ballingdon, submitted illustrations of rodent tracks in varying snow depths, as well as a diagram for how rodents' hind and forelimbs create the hoof-shaped prints. In a letter to the Illustrated London News during 1855, Reverend G.M. Musgrove wrote, "In the course of a few days, a report was circulated that a couple of kangaroos had escaped from a private menagerie at Sidmouth. It seems so that nobody ascertained whether the kangaroos had escaped or how they could have crossed the Exe estuary." And Musgrove himself said that he invented the story to distract his parishioners' concerns about a visit from the devil. In a letter to the editor of the Illustrated London News, published 3rd of March 1855, Richard Owen stated that the theory that the footprints were from a badger, arguing the animal was the only plantigrade quadruped that we have on this island, and it leaves a footprint larger than would be supposed from its size. The number of footprints, he suggested, was indicative of the activity of several animals because it is improbable that one badger only should have been awake and hungry, and added that the animal was a stealthy prowler and the most active and enduring in search of food. Reports of similar anomalous, obstacle unheeded footprints exist from other parts of the world, although none is of such a scale. This example was reported 15 years earlier in the Times. Among the high mountains of that elevated district where Glenorchy, Glenyon and Glenachay are contiguous, there have been met with several times during this and also the former winter, upon the snow, the tracks of an animal seemingly unknown at present in Scotland. The print of the foot in every respect is an exact resemblance of that of a foal of considerable size, with this small difference, perhaps, that the sole seems a little longer or not so round. But as no one has had the good fortune as yet to obtain a glimpse of this creature, nothing more can be said of its shape or dimensions. Only it has been remarked, from the depth to which the feet sunk in the snow, that it must be a beast of considerable size. It has been observed also that its walk is not like that of the generality of quadrupeds, but that it is more like the bouncing or limping of a hare when not scared or pursued. It is not in one locality only that its tracks have been met with, but through a range of at least 12 miles. In the Illustrated London News of 17th March 1855, a correspondent from Heidelberg wrote, upon the authority of a Polish doctor in medicine, that on the sandhill, a small elevation on the border of Galicia, but in Congress, Poland, such marks are to be seen in the snow every year and sometimes in the sand of this hill, and are attributed by the inhabitants to supernatural influences. During 2013, trails were reported in Girvan, Scotland, possibly as part of an April Fool's hoax.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.